This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has blamed Israel for the killing of a top nuclear scientist and says his country will retaliate at the proper time. Those are his words. He spoke in a televised speech Saturday, a day after Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. Israel says the scientist led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on the attack itself. Iranian state TV said Fakhrizadeh was targeted in an attack using explosives and machine gun fire by armed terrorist elements. That's the words of Iranian state TV. Fakhrizadeh died later at a local hospital. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard. It's a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. Others wounded, including his bodyguards, were also taken to a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and video shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood pooled on the road. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif wrote on Twitter of, quote, serious indications of an Israeli role. The military advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Hossein Dagan, vowed to strike as strike as thunder at the killers of this oppressed martyr. He said on Twitter that Israel hopes to intensify pressure on Iran and create a full-blown war. And once again, Israel has declined to comment, as have U.S. authorities. This is VOA News. Ethiopian forces are making gains in several towns near Tigray's regional capital one day after the government said it was beginning the final phase of an offensive in the northern region. That's according to the country's news agency on Friday. Lieutenant General Hassan Ibrahim said in a statement Friday that federal forces have captured Wikro and, quote, will control Mekele in a few days. That's according to Reuters news agency. There is no independent confirmation of the government claims. Phone and internet connections in the region have been down since the government's military offensive began in early November. The continued fighting comes as Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, following a meeting with African Union envoys, again ruled out negotiating with leaders of the Tigray region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed since Abiy sent the National Defense Force into Tigray in early November after accusing local forces there of attacking a military base. More than 43,000 refugees have fled to Sudan. Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. caseload for COVID-19 has passed 13 million. The university's Coronavirus Resource Center puts the total at 13,091,758. It's the highest national caseload in the world. India and Brazil are next highest, with more than 9 million and more than 6 million, respectively. On Friday, the World Health Organization's top vaccine expert said the agency needs to evaluate coronavirus vaccines and their immune responses based on more information about what the vaccines do to stop the contagion of the virus. That's in addition to whether they protect an individual from getting sick. Kate O'Brien, WHO's Director of Immunization, Vaccines and Biologicals, made those comments at a press briefing in Geneva on Friday. She said it's still not clear if vaccines against COVID-19 are able to reduce people's ability to spread the virus. Rescuers are trying to reach at least 30 miners in Zimbabwe who were trapped underground after a shaft in an outdated gold mine collapsed. Relatives of those trapped have been holding vigil since late Wednesday when the accident occurred in the town of Bindura, well north of the capital, Harare. The French news agency reports the head of Zimbabwe's Miners' Federation said Thursday that six people have been rescued. And Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's staff is self-isolating after 19 members tested positive for coronavirus during a recent random sampling. The Ministry of Health said the prime minister tested negative. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.